T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Right about now, you're about to hear a huge confession that Chrissy Teigen made on social media, and it's about her being absolutely tired of living a lie. You guys ready for this?
I'm tired of living this lie. It's Teigen. Isn't it, Mom?
Yep.
I love her mom in the background. Yep.
She sounds like the dude from Storage Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? So good.
It is. It's Teigen.
Yeah.
Not Chrissy Teigen, but Chrissy Teigen.
But why has she waited this long to clear it up, you know? I mean, she's always talking away on social media. I'm so just surprised it's taking her this long to clear it up.
I mean, I thought about that too, but also like this era that she's blown up in terms of fame. Like, it happens with baseball players, it happens with all sorts of people where more people are saying your name than you can even correct, right?
Yeah.
So something can go viral on social media and it just becomes more exhausting. And you know what? To be honest, people mispronounce my name all the time. They look at you like you're a jerk when you correct them.
Yeah.
Like, my name's Moot. I get to pronounce Moat, Mot. Like Moti, Mooti.
Because it's spelled
M-O-O-T-E.
Yeah.
It throws them off, right? And so, but I've corrected people, and they look at you like, man, look at me. It's a weird level of like, they think.
You're trying to be fancy.
Yeah, they get self-conscious as in like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, you're lucky I even read your name when you were getting on stage. So it just, you come off like a douche. And so I'm sure over time, she just decided, you know what? News broadcasts, people are calling me Teigen. Let's go with Teigen.
It happens so much, probably, that I'm sure there's people listening right now that it's happened so much to you where people butchered either your first name or your last name that you're like, you know what? I'm going to pick and choose my battles. That's one I'm willing to let go because I don't want to correct people every day for the rest of my life. We want to hear who has the most butchered name in SoCal. Is it you? Shoot us a call, 877-971-HITS, 877-971-HITS. This is your moment to vent. What is it? I got to admit this, man. Like, I always butcher my wife's name. I know it's probably not the best idea. That's why I have a nickname for her, which is Chuku. But it's spelled J-A-N-E-T, but I either call her Janet when I introduce her or Jeanette.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I don't know which
one.
Wait,
how long have you been together? For like 11 years? Yeah,
we were happily married, all the above, 7 years married, and then together total 10 years. Yeah.
You know what's funny? For like the first 2 months I knew you, I was afraid to say her name because you would say it different ways.
Oh, that's so
and
funny.
And I didn't know if it was Janet or Jeanette or Jeanette or like Jan. It made me nervous, so I'd just be like Edgar's wife.
We all just start calling her by her nickname.
Chuku.
Chuku. I'm like, hey, Chuku. She's like, that's Edgar's love name for me.
What are you doing, you weirdo? Yeah, but that's the thing, man. I was like Janet or Jeanette. And I remember one time I met a lady who worked at a reception. She was a receptionist, and I said her name Janet, and Sheila just like no, my name is not common. She said my name is French. It's Janet.
Yep.
And
gotcha.
I was like, excuse me. And she said, because I initially said, yo, oh my gosh, you are named just like my girlfriend. Janet was my wife at the girlfriend at the time, and she's like, no, my name's not common. She's still calling my girlfriend Common. She's like, my name is French. It's Jeanette.
Stop.
Right. It's usually got like one of those little like tassels on the E or something.
Know.
Silent T.
Yeah, for sure. And I had another homie of mine. Her name is Brittany. Brittany. She's like, no, it's Brittany.
Oh.
Not Brittany.
It's like Kristen and
Kirsten.
That's
extra. I feel like that's extra.
Right?
Yeah.
877-971.
That's their name. They can be whatever they want.
And Ben, you got a shout out for somebody, right, Chelsea?
Yeah, Ryan McKenzie. It's his 30th birthday. Shout out to you. Hope you're having fun.
Good times, bro.
Ryan McKenzie.
877-971-HITS. Give us a call or shoot us a text. Elizabeth from North Hollywood, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have the most butchered name in SoCal?
Okay, so it's not my name, but it's somebody very famous. Colin Powell's name is actually Colin.
Wait.
Really? So we called him Colin Powell in politics and in forever. I always thought that sounded like a weird name anyway. Colin?
So it's,
why would you let somebody call you Colin at that body part?
Right.
Elizabeth, how did you find this out?
Because my nephew's name is Colin, and we would like always talk about it, and then Colin Powell went on once. It was like an interview that somebody asked him, and he said, nope, it's Colin, and it just went unrecognized.
Thank you so much. That was so educational this morning.
Thanks. I'm a teacher.
Good time.
There you go. Oh, great. I feel like I'm already going to butcher her name just saying it right now. Pandita from OC. Good morning.
Pandita.
Hello?
You're pronouncing,
hey, what's up?
You were pronouncing it so wrong, she didn't know you were talking to her.
How do you say your name?
Pandita.
I said it correctly.
Pandita. A-N-D-I-T-A. Pandita. It's like super enunciated. Mm.
Which means small panda bear in Spanish, by the way.
Yeah, it's from India. It actually is like a cool story from India.
I thought it meant small loaf of bread.
Panecito.
Yeah, I know. I get that all the time, too.
So how do people say pandita, usually?
They usually are just like, what? How do I say that? How do I spell it? And I'm like, you know what? Just say whatever you want. And they're like, panda, penny, pan. It's cool. I get it all the time. I have a stage name for Starbucks. It's Kim.
So you just completely abandoned it altogether, not even pronunciation. You're just like, it's Kim, K-I-M, Kim.
Yeah, yeah. I actually had one guy at Starbucks go, how do you spell that? And I'm like, Kim? Really?
You should
have spell my name for you? Like, that's the whole point of the stage name. So
yeah. You should have said. You should have said, my name is Kim. How do you spell that? And then spell Pandita.
I'm like, you know what? If you can't spell Kim, you got a real problem.
Wow. What? This is why I tell you, man. People need this moment to vent. Uh-huh. Do you feel the frustration in Pandita's life right now?
Wow.
So in short, though, because now
it's
we need to know, what is the meaning of Pandita in the Indian culture?
It was a woman. Her name was Pandita the Ramabai, the Muktai missioner. And she climbed the tallest mountain in India to teach people about Jesus. She was a women's lib activist and just a really neat lady.
That's cool. I love names with a meaning.
My mom was a naked hippie in Orange County, so she read the story and was like, oh, yeah, I'm naming my daughter. That's
fun. We love you, Pandita. Thank you for listening and for calling
in. I love you guys, too. It was nice to get through to you guys and talk. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Alan from Irvine, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead and confess, bro. How do people butcher your name?
My first name is Alan, easy enough, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My last name, Elizarraraz.
Hey, kill me. Elizarraraz.
Yeah. Elizarraraz.
Chelsea, give it a shot.
Elizarraraz.
Brian?
Elizarraraz. It's a lot of rolling, R's and Z's in that thing, man.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard Lizarraga, Lizarraz.
It reminds me of one of those names when I used to teach kindergartners in Seattle, and I'd be going through the roll on the first day of school. And I'd just be like, man, like, I just wanted the kids to say their own names. You're not trying to butcher anything, but there's just so many different eclectic cultures and languages and spellings and letters don't say the pronounced the same way in all languages. So you just sit there like, you get through like 15 names and you just need a nap.
Alan, so I'm assuming in school you were just Alan E?
Alan E.
I just told my teacher, like, hey, just call me Alan. It's easier that way.
She's like, is that with an A or an E? One L, two L's. You're like, great, here we go. Alan, thank you so much for calling in, bro.
Thank you.
It's amazing the amount of you that are calling in, ready to vent. This was one of the wildest, and we'll go with the last one. Is it Erica, good morning. Erica from Rialto?
Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. So what is the name that people butcher?
So Erica is definitely, you know, easy, but my last name is Enoch, spelled E-N-O-E-X. So I get people calling me Enoah. And like the X is silent or the O is silent or even Knox. And I'm just like,
Knox.
Come on, guys. I'm just like,
Erica Knox.
Yeah.
People freak out when they see X's now because they're like, is that a French? Is it Bordeaux? How do I do this?
And you don't want to sound dumb. So you,
go
for the fanciest way possible, right?
Exactly.
Erica Enoah. There you go, Erica.
Yeah, exactly. So now I just have everybody just call me by my last name so they can get used to it.
So you train
them. So I just go by Enoch now.
Enoch.
Yeah,
Enoch.
I trained him. There you go. Exactly.
It's a dope last name, though, Enoch.
I like it. I'm into it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Enoch, for calling in and listening to us. We love you, girl.
Thank you. I love you guys, too.
Oh, thank you so much. I was definitely going to wait as long as I had to.
You sounded so needy right there.
You're fishing that out.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.